During cryptorchid castration, the cryptorchid testicle is removed first. If the cryptorchid testicle is not found, the descended side is not removed and laparoscopy or further exploratory surgery is performed at a later date. This prevents misrepresentation of the horse as a gelding. For the non-invasive inguinal approach, a 10-centimeter skin incision is made over the superficial inguinal ring. Subcutaneous bleeding is controlled with hemostats or electrocautery. Only the superficial layers can be incised sharply because of vessels that lie near the inguinal region. In this case, the superficial caudal epigastric vein has been exposed at the cranial aspect of the incision, and we need to continue the incision around it. The depth of the incision is extended by palpating the deep inguinal ring through the subcutaneous tissues in the inguinal canal with the index fingers of both hands and then spreading the tissues in one layer. Dissecting the deeper tissues in one layer keeps the surgical field simpler and makes identification of the gubernacular structures easier. To find an abdominal testicle, the cranial medial aspect of the superficial inguinal ring is first searched for the inguinal extension of the gubernaculum. If found, this leads to the vaginal process. In this case, we searched the borders of the superficial inguinal ring, but weren't able to identify the inguinal extension of the gubernaculum. If the inguinal extension of the gubernaculum is not located, the vaginal process is found by palpating a thin cord-like structure in the depression of the deep inguinal ring and then carefully everting it with curved sponge forceps. Once everted, the vaginal process is opened with Metzenbaum scissors and a cord-like structure within it is grasped. The structure grasped can be the ligament of the tail of the epididymis, the proper ligament, or part of the epididymis. In this case, we have isolated what we will eventually identify as the ligament of the tail of the epididymis and use it to identify the tail of the epididymis. From the tail of the epididymis, the rest of the epididymis and the testicle can eventually be found. In some cases, the vaginal ring must be enlarged to allow the testicle to be exteriorized. This can be done manually or with Mensenbaum scissors. The testicle is then removed by emasculation or ligation and transection. Closure of the skin and subcutaneous tissue is optional, but in cases where the vaginal ring has been enlarged to greater than a finger's width, closure of the superficial inguinal ring should be performed.